What workers found during a routine inspection of the viaduct on March 1st isn't that unusual, says Tom Baker, an engineer with the Washington Department of Transportation.
We have seen cracks before, but we haven't seen them at this location in this number, so that's why we want to take a closer look.
The cracks are in the pillars and girders that hold up the viaduct near Seneca Street. If you were hoping to check them out yourself, you'll be disappointed. They're impossible to see from street level or while you're driving. And they're small. Baker pulls out a piece of fishing line.
That's the width of about the widest crack. So you can imagine up on the viaduct, it would be very tough to see.
The viaduct will be closed for the better part of the day on Saturday, March 22nd. The inspection will focus on the area around Seneca Street. WashDOT spokesman Travis Phelps says the work will begin with the ivy that grows up the side of the 60-year-old structure.
We're going to take that off. We're going to look at how the cracks are responding to a heavier load, like a dump truck. We're going to drive over there and see how the bridge reacts. And we're going to put some instrumentation on the viaduct. So we just want to know, hey, is this something to be concerned about or not?
One thing they know for sure, it's not a result of tunnel work. The tunneling machine, Bertha, is about a half mile away from the trouble spot. The plan now is to fill the cracks with epoxy, which will cost a few thousand dollars. The bottom line, Phelps says, is that the viaduct is safe for traffic. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.